This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then 3 failed pilots, 2 rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows. Meet your two pathetic hosts.
Segments.
Yeah.
You know who used to write a lot of TV theme songs, like the ones that we love?
Who?
Sitcom actor. A famous who? Sitcom actor.
Huh. Would write it and sing it? Or just write it?
He would write it? I think he would write it. I don't know if he would sing it, but his son became a popular singer.
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Alan Thicke.
That's right. Would write the theme songs. And then he also was like the dad in Growing Pains.
Wow. That's cool.
Good on Alan.
Good on the Thix.
And good on Manji for writing that one.
Yes. Good on Paris.
Na Manche.
Manji.
Na Manji.
Yes.
All right. This is our first remote record of segments, which means a lot of moving parts, but hopefully we figured it out.
We had to do it ourselves, but we're here. I'm filming myself. It seems like it's going fine.
Yes, the odds of it all going off without a hitch are low, but we can see if we can pull it off.
Yeah, but at the very least, we're using, you know, real cameras instead of just the recorded Zoom. So still watch at home, everybody. You can still check this out on YouTube.
This is still on the YouTubes. Of course it's on the YouTubes.
Yes.
This is also our first episode where we're surprising each other with the segments.
Yes, we each came up with 2 segments
this
week.
That's right. Okay. I have a pretty involved one to start, so I think we should get right into it. And this is, I swung for the fences, high risk, high reward segment.
All right.
Get nervous and excited.
Oh, wow. I am both now. I've been so focused on my own segments that I didn't even think about yours.
Yeah. This was like at my wedding. I was so nervous about my vows that I forgot Avital was going to be talking about me for 10 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, it really throws you off when you're trying to go off book.
Okay, so here's the segment, and I really hope this works. It's called Mystery Guest. I'm going to invite in, how many people do you think we both know ever in the world?
That
all your friends, all my friends, everybody we've ever met together, coworkers, past and present.
Oh, I mean, it's hundreds? Hundreds.
Yeah, maybe 500 to 1,000.
Yeah.
So I made a list of everybody, and I invited one of them to join us today, and I told them, him or her, to join as a mystery guest, and you could ask him or her yes or no questions, 20 questions.
Yes or no questions.
Yes, okay. And they'll answer yes or no.
Wow, okay.
So I'm going to invite them to the Zoom.
Is it Quay Quinn Settle?
It might be that level. Like, there's so many people we know. Or it might be someone insanely close. We don't know. This is the beauty of the game.
Who would you feel comfortable asking is the thing.
That's right.
Now I'm nervous.
Phone or DM. It also might get spoiled instantly because this person may not have changed their Zoom name. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes while I invite them.
Okay.
So at the very least, if we have to change the name or turn the camera off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
My eyes are shut. I'm not watching.
Okay. And this is, you know, it's really hard to coordinate just us, let alone adding somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eyes are still shut.
Okay. Eyes are still shut. The message has been sent.
Okay. I'm going to have to shut my eyes for this. Can I just open them until you are going to invite them into the Zoom?
No, I've already invited them into the Zoom. Okay.
I see.
This is good. Good start. Hold on. It's the name is Mystery Guest. So the person had this amount of shit together. Wait, close
so
because
their
camera might be on. We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know.
We don't know. My eyes are shut.
Okay. I'm adding. Okay. Mystery Guest is in. The name is Mystery Guest and the camera is off. Great job, Mystery Guest. So far, no spoils.
Wow.
Jake, you can open your eyes. Mystery Guest is still muted. So the goal of Jake's game is to ask yes or no questions. This is anybody we both know. Uh-huh. That's the guarantee. We definitely have both met this person at least once, as many as millions of times.
Okay.
Okay. I hope you don't get it. And I definitely hope you don't get it instantly. I told the mystery guest they can answer in the chat or with their voice disguised.
I was really hoping we'd get voice.
All right. Or you can chat mystery guest. Mystery guest, how about this? Can you hear us? You can respond in the chat right now if you can hear us.
All right. Mystery guest
is in
says
the chat.
Yes.
Okay. So mystery guest, do you want to respond in the chat or do you want to try to use a disguised voice?
Yes. No.
Chat. Okay.
Mystery guest is profesh.
I'm already thrilled with I thought there was a chance that I invite this person and it's like, oh shit, my camera. And then it's like, it doesn't work.
Okay. So that's like Dave Rosenberg level of unpreparedness.
Perhaps. Okay. So
I wonder if it is Dave Rosenberg.
He was definitely on a short list of names. That could be your first yes or no.
No, it's all right.
You have 20 questions.
First one, are you Dave Rosenberg?
Drumroll, please.
No.
Okay. Mystery guest says no.
Did you work with us at College Humor?
Wow. Second guess. Yes.
There we go. Yes. Okay. Did you work with us at College Humor in Los Angeles?
Ooh, good question.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So somebody in the LA office. Did you work?
Wait, you're three questions deep, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you a writer?
No.
All right.
It's very funny to see you ask and then the chat responds. It's like we're talking to a really old computer.
Were you in post-production?
This is your fifth question. No.
Okay, so there goes my Mike Schaubach guess.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah. Were you in sales?
That's your seventh guess?
I guess.
No.
Okay, so it's got to just
be... thinking?
In sales, nobody. I just felt weird going into right into production. So I think,
got it.
Were you in production? Pure production.
It needs to be pure. No.
What other departments did we have?
You're eight questions deep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Okay. Did you work in the office? Okay, Amir just wrote eight in the chat. That threw me off. Did you have an office instead of like being out open in the open bullpen?
Mystery guest. Great segment so far.
No. Okay, so they're in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And they didn't work in production or sales or writing. What other jobs did Consumer have? Marketing. Did you work in marketing?
Oh. No. Okay. You're 10 questions deep of 20.
Okay.
This is when usually a hint would come, but I feel like you're fairly close. You know the office.
You think I'm close?
Mystery-
I can't. No, I should can't we go, think of should another
we go,
fucking...
Should we go to voice for the last 10 questions? Mystery guest, you can veto that idea, but it might give Jake an opportunity to sort of glean who this could be. Veto. You know, this person does not want to voice.
Okay. Mystery guest, are you a man?
Oh. No. Holy smokes. So we know that the mystery guest is a lady who worked with us at College Humor in LA, but not in marketing or sales, was it?
Yeah, not in marketing, sales, writing, production, or post-production. Accounting? Were you in accounting?
Holy shit. No.
Mystery guest, I don't know what other jobs there were. Okay. Mystery guest, did you work in the office every single day?
Great question.
Yes. Okay.
Every single day. Remember that pre-pandemic lifestyle.
Mystery guest, are you an actor? I need a hint.
You can ask. You can ask personal questions, like, you know, you don't have to. You could play Guess Who. Like, you don't have to say, like, you're keeping it very politically correct and trying to narrow down the job. Think.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. Fine. Mystery guest.
You're at 14 questions.
Fuck me. Lady at the office worked in the open. It's not Noni, right?
You have mystery to guest, ask.
Mystery guest, are you Noni?
Noni.
Noni
says
yeah,
Noni.
Didn't think so. 15. That would have been awesome of you. That would have been an absolutely savage move.
But that could be the level of human we both know.
Yeah. Mystery guest, did you know Noni?
Oh, good question. Yes, finally.
Okay. Okay.
You're 16. You have four questions left before you have to make the guess.
I have to. I truly can't think of anybody at the
Does
office.
Does your name start with this letter? Are you this tall?
Okay.
Are you blonde?
Okay. Fine. Yeah, that's great. Mystery guest, are you Christine Rodriguez?
Fuck it. I'm going to go for broke. Jake's down one and he just shot a half quarter.
This is truly so hard.
It's very fun for me. I'm over the moon with how this segment has gone so far.
Mystery guest, will I recognize you when the camera turns on?
That's also a really good question.
Were we good friends?
Will recognize. So that's 17. One. Yeah, 17. You have 13, 14, 15, 16. You have three questions left, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. I shouldn't have guessed about the jobs because now I keep on thinking of writers. Okay. Let's go ahead and just say, I mean, if it's not a writer, it's not. Are you happy that I'm stumped?
This is yes, this is incredible. Mr. Guest, are you having fun or are you sort of nervous and scared? Yes, okay, they're having fun too. That's good.
Okay. God damn. Mr. Guest, did you work in the New York office as well as the LA office?
That's a really good question. That's a really, really good question. And it's a yes. That's 19. Yes. You have two questions left.
It's not Emily. It couldn't possibly be Emily.
Emily.
Is it Emily Axford? No.
Are you Emily Axford?
She was a writer.
No. That's 19. So you have one question left and then you have to
Who
guess.
Else? I've already made three or four bad guesses.
That's right.
Who else was in both the offices?
Who could you narrow down like 50-50 to? Like, Oh, answer for the voice for the last question. Holy shit, mystery
That's
guest.
That's really good. Mystery guest really showed up. This segment, not as good if you had had any other guest.
It's a really good mystery guest.
This is a recurring segment now, for sure.
Yeah. Mystery guest also wrote a poem.
Really?
Yeah.
Mystery guest, did we sit near each other in the... No, that's not a fucking good question. Okay. New York office. Okay.
Wait, so the mystery guest will answer with their voice for this question.
For this question?
Yes. This is your last question.
I guess, mystery guest, were you still working at College Humor when Amir and I quit in 2014?
Yes.
That was disguised voice, huh?
No, that's their real voice, unfortunately. I brought in a cat. That was really good. And I love the fact that you didn't know who it was. All right, your guess. You did 20 questions. Now you have to just take a shot.
Katie Maravich.
Katie Maravich. All right. It's mystery not, guest, will you this. Show you on video I'm recording? The mystery guest, without further ado.
Let's see. That's fucking...
The mystery guest is Jillian. With your child. You were talking to Jill this entire time. Not even close. So many guesses.
Absolutely absurd. Hey, sweetie.
Yes,
I'm talking
Gemma.
To Gemma. I'm mad at Jill. Yes, Gem.
Gemma.
Hey, Mama. What's up, cutie?
Yes.
If I answered with anything other than yes or no, he would have figured out who it was.
I thought he'd be like right away, did you work at College Humor, Jill? Like third one right away.
No.
Didn't even consider it.
No. I was sitting here sweating about like it just being somebody from like sales that I didn't know when the camera turned on. And I was going to have to be like, oh my God, Patty, it's good to see you.
She's rolling over with joy. I mean, that was great, Jillian.
That really, really...
That was fantastic.
That is...
Delighted.
Good job. Good job, Jill.
When you said Noni, I did want to write, lol, no.
That would have been a great one, though. By the way, you would have gotten Noni in 14. Jillian, you did not get after 20.
Yeah. Well, you know what fucking tripped me up? She didn't move to L.A., when we didn't I ask if you moved to LA when we did?
No, you said did she work in LA?
God damn it. God damn it.
She's right.
That was fantastic.
Good job, Gemma. Your mom is a scoundrel, Gem.
And it aligned this segment aligned perfectly with nap time. So
wow.
No babies were exhausted in the making of this segment.
She's happy. Her Gemma segment's debut.
Your dad's a moron, Gemma. What do you think of that?
All right, Jillian. Thank you. Great job.
Good God. Good God. All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. That was really good.
Losers.
Really good job.
All right, we're back. I mean...
Yeah.
What are we going to go
iconic
into Jake and Amir trivia now? Like, there's no beating that. That was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really good. That was really good. I don't know what else to tell you.
the look on your face when you realized it was Jill was great. Because it's like, oh, right. She worked at College Humor. Of course.
I absolutely forgot about that.
Maybe because you see her in a non-College Humor context as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would you call Jill a College Humor friend?
No. No, of course I would not.
That's right.
That really got me. That absolutely got me.
I feel like I can relax. I can breathe a little.
Yeah, you were nervous.
I was scared. I was scared it wouldn't work. I was scared you would know right away. I was scared the voice would tip it away. I didn't even explain the talking versus texting. That was sort of decided in the room.
Wow. Yeah. That,
and the time change.
I feel like
it's hard to coordinate. Yeah, you got God.
Yeah, I got God.
It's the same feeling as a surprise party.
Yeah. Yeah, except where you invited, I was nervous the entire time. It was a surprise party where you might have invited somebody
that you didn't want to talk to. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been really funny as if you guessed an ex and then boom, Jillian joins the show.
I wonder how, for my segment, I need to share my screen.
Okay.
But I also need to hide one part of my screen from you.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Should I do the close my eyes thing now too? Again, we're producing live, so.
Yeah, you shut your eyes.
I'll turn around. I'll shut my eyes so I can talk to the mic.
Okay. Okay. Now. All right. I guess I'm just going to have to keep on asking you to shut your eyes because you can see my whole screen, right?
Okay. So I'll shut my eyes. I could also
do
this.
Keep them shut.
This segment blindfolded.
No, I think you need to see at least this first part. Okay. Open your eyes.
Okay.
So you can see I've created a Tinder profile for you.
This is good. Yeah. Not my age, but this is good so far.
I guess what's your birthday?
January 18th.
2001? Or I mean
2001. Yeah, 2004.
I guess I got the year wrong.
12.
you're 40. Oh yeah, you're 40. Yeah. Okay, anyway, 40. This is it's
unrelated.
It's a little bit wrong because I also asked you what your sign was and you didn't respond, so I wrote Cancer, which I'm not sure that is true.
When you asked me that earlier, I thought you meant are you ready?
Yeah. Well, that's why I also said you're a bad texter. Uh-huh. You like presents. Yeah. I said you have a hamster.
False.
You're sober, curious, non-smoker. Okay. You work out sometimes. Your passions. Yeah. You're a 90s kid. Yeah. SoundCloud. You mentioned that. Okay. House parties. Sushi. VR.
Room. Room.
You're only allowed to choose 5. So here, that's your school. Is there a couple
photo at the beach?
Photos of you.
Photo with a birdie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amir Blumenfeld is in here. Wow. At
this
my
was
wedding.
A good one. That's your
at my own wedding. You.
I took a photo of you watching Avital walk down the aisle, which I thought was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
This and I then don't lastly, what that was.
Mexico City, maybe?
Yeah, that could be. Or I also thought maybe this is from the night that you and I took our parents out to dinner together.
Okay.
So anyway, now here we are. Here's Alicia 37. I'll like that.
And
I said, show me everybody. This is just, you. Okay. Timothy's good.
And it's a match.
There we go.
Got it. So is the name of the game. I'm just creating it. You created a Tinder bio and we're just what exactly?
We'll say no to this guy. No to Buck. I said, show me everybody.
We're just swiping or everybody.
Here's the, this is the game now.
Okay.
So now I'm going to need you to shut your eyes.
I have to hook up with this person in the next 15 minutes, or I owe you $180.
Okay. You know what? Actually, I'll stop sharing my screen for a second.
Okay.
Because now you know the rule, or now you know what is at stake. So I have a quiz for you, and for every right answer, I'll delete one of your pictures, and for every wrong answer I'm gonna swipe yes indiscriminately for 10 seconds.
Got it. And the fear is that someone will recognize me and tell somebody that I'm cheating on my wife.
Or the fear is that you actually match with somebody and you do end up cheating on your wife because it's just that interesting.
The pressure is there to meet up with a Timothy or a Maxwell.
Exactly. So this quiz is about taglines.
Okay.
Companies have famous taglines. For instance,
this feels like two segments all the way woven into one epic segment.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, how can I make the Tinder
stakes
thing interesting?
Yeah.
So I got you. So I just I was like, oh, I'll do a quiz, and then I started looking at sports trivia. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I feel like I do that for him all the time. And then I saw a big billboard for Fossil, and they had a tagline. I already forget what it was. And I was like, Fossil doesn't have a tagline.
Yeah, but does every company have a tagline? We just don't know what they are.
It appears just about all of them do. Right. 1 sec, let me get my computer charger.
Sure. And that's important too, because it's not just about recording, quizzing, Tindering, guesting, mystery or otherwise. It's also about keeping that equipment alive and well, making sure that everything is running and humming.
You want to stay charged. You need to stay charged, which is
the tagline
slogan. Yeah. All right. So we'll start with this one. Should be easy.
Okay.
UPS. What is the UPS tagline?
I don't know. UPS, welcome home.
What can Brown do for you?
Yeah, I knew that one. Yeah.
All right, let's swipe a little bit. Valentina, yes. Scott. Oh, we matched with Scott. He's 51.
Yeah. Seems like I'm only matching with older dudes is the
No,
the name
well, you didn't match
so
with
far.
Patrick.
Oh, got it.
And you didn't match with Katie either. Sorry. Yeah. Ooh, Helio, 33. I will
this
stop there.
Anywhere in America?
Within 100 miles of New York City.
Got it.
Okay, so we have Nike. That one you know. That one was obvious.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yep. But Adidas also has one. Adidas. Ooh.
Adidas. Yeah. Has a tagline.
Mm-hmm. It's three words.
Three
and the
words?
Second word is. Blank is blank.
Is blank. Sports is life.
Impossible is nothing.
Is nothing. Yeah, I knew. Yeah. Once you get me going, I feel like I can figure it out, but I don't remember what they are.
Okay. How about imagine John Hamm talking about Mercedes?
Yes. The new E-Class, best in class, JD Power and Associates, Mercedes, impossible is nothing.
It does end with nothing. So it's four words and ends in nothing.
You can drive nothing.
Mm-mm. The blank.
Blank. Future is full nothing.
The best or
is
nothing.
The best or nothing? That one doesn't even
the best
sound
or
familiar
nothing.
To me.
That doesn't sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Let's give you a gimme. Oh, wait. Actually, first I have to swipe. Helio, we are going to like you. William.
And
42.
If I get it right, what are you doing exactly?
I will delete one of the photos.
Got it.
Essentially, I'm just going to, you have a Tinder profile now.
Yeah, that you're running.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hit them with three cereals. How about that?
Okay.
You should be able to rattle these right off.
Back
Lucky
to back.
Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Correct. And can you get Corn Pops?
Corn Pops? Gotta have my Pops.
That's right. Apple Jacks.
That one's hard. Apple Jacks. They're
like
grapes. That's grape
like,
nuts,
you know,
right?
Yeah. All the, you know, the adults
oh,
have been.
Gotta have my Jacks. Like,
nope, that's gotta have my Pops. You
Pops,
just tried
yeah. Kid tested mother of Jack. Mother approved. Apple Jacks.
Nope.
That's Kicks.
Nope. Yes, that's Kicks. Yeah. Remember, like, what's the kid's excuse to the parents who just don't understand Apple Jacks?
We eat what we like.
That's right. We eat what we like.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all know McDonald's is.
I'm loving it.
That's right.
Bum.
Subway. What about that one?
Eat fresh.
Indeed. And now they're going to get a little harder.
Oh.
Burger King.
Have it your way.
Exactly. And White Castle.
White Castle. I don't really see White Castle ads out here. I don't know if they exist.
No, what you crave.
Yeah, I don't really know that one. Is that a
famous one?
Let
me give you I guess not. Let me give you a slogan, and you're going to give me the thing.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
We'll start with a really easy one.
Yeah.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Oh, that's Tide, obviously. It's
yes,
in it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
MedMen, the weed clinic in Los Angeles.
Nope. It's Almond Joys.
Yeah, Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
All right. We're going to give you two more.
Okay.
These ones are going to be very easy.
Okay.
There are three different Cheetos slogans. You can give me
inside
anyone.
Of us are three different Cheetos. Dangerously Cheesy?
That's their most recent one. I also would have accepted It's Not Easy Being Cheesy.
Being Cheesy, yeah, I know that one.
And The Cheese That Goes Crunch.
Okay.
Do you know Pop-Tarts?
Yep, gotta have my Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts, kid-tested, mother-approved.
Crazy that's good. Kicks. Crazy that one's, good.
That one's fake.
All right, now this is the creme de la creme for creme either brulee. Deleting. Ooh, wow, that's a match with Sarah, 35. And Hazel, 32, not a match, but she was pretty cute. Art, 46, no match. Ken, 44. That's a match.
okay. I am Kenuff.
Okay. I will delete this Tinder. If you can come up with any slogan from Coca-Cola, which lasted from 1886 until now, any of the dozens of Coca-Cola slogans.
Coke and cigarettes. Now that's a doctor-approved breakfast.
That was 1886, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, their first one was the best one. 1886, the slogan is, drink Coca-Cola.
Which is fine now.
Yeah.
Share a Coke, pass a Coke. Isn't that what we did? The Share a Coke campaign?
Ooh, that's good. It's not on their official slogans.
It's a classic thing. Something with classic. It's can't beat the real thing or something.
Ooh, let's see.
Coca-Cola. Taste the rainbow.
Yeah. Nope, that's Skittles.
Can't beat the classic thing.
Oh, you said can't beat the real thing, right?
Yeah, can't beat the real thing.
That is 1990. You can't beat the real thing.
That was the last time I saw a Coke commercial, I guess, on TV.
It looks like now the current slogan is Real Magic.
No, never heard that one.
Speaking of Real Magic, we have a message from Ken.
A magician.
Say something nice.
Wait, he messaged me?
Yeah, I just said, well, he sent an emoji.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Really? Oh, yeah, I see you're planning to meet up with Ken at the Dave and Buster's
actually,
in Times Square.
I can't do my other segment. We're just going to have to one here. Let's go to a long, long break.
Delete my account. Hillary to Trump style. Delete your account. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
like
it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Assholes.
All right, we're back. Obviously, I put my
most time and effort and energy into mystery guest, which is
right
the new gold standard for segments that I can come up
with. Iconic.
So here's my second favorite one of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to write a parody song. We didn't really do this a lot at College Humor, but we do often sing forced puns. So I'm like, oh, maybe we can squeeze one out.
Yeah.
And I have some options for songs that we can parody.
It's funny. This was one of my, one of the things I considered bringing.
Oh, on the shortlist.
Writing a song. Yeah.
This was on a note document that we shared.
There you go. That'll do it.
Okay. So my options for songs that we're going to parody right now are Hey There, Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody That I Used to Know. Gautier.
Somebody. Yeah.
Now and Then I Think of All That That We Could. Da, 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 that song.
Mm-hmm.
And You Let Her Go. That song by Passenger.
Okay.
So which one calls to you as a chorus that we can change and then back into the verses from there? Then I can pull up
the lyrics. It's got to be Delilah. It's got to be Delilah.
Hey There, Delilah lyrics.
Yeah. Because the chorus is just, oh, it's what you do to me. Oh.
Yeah.
So like, we can keep that going.
Yeah. So, I mean, right off the bat, it's Hey There, Delilah, What's It Like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Mm-hmm. Real easy to parody. But I guess we have to think of a shtick. Like,
what is the shtick?
What's the new song? Oh, it's mm-hmm. what you...
glue to me.
Yeah, what's what you glue to me? Or what you glue to bees. And it's about a guy that's sort of honestly antagonizing a hive or a swarm of wasps, sort of trying to like anger this.
Oh, what if it's a colony? What if it's a pirate? It's about pirate life, and it's what you do at sea. It's what we do at sea.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
1,000 leagues feels pretty far.
When I've got sails and planks and spars.
Okay, so this is the pirate version of Hey There, Delilah.
Yeah.
And it starts with Hey There, Delilah, What's It Like in New York City? Obviously, we can't do that.
Yeah. So, what's a pirate's name?
Or a pirate's wife's name.
Right. Hey there, Mrs. Bluebeard.
Yeah. Hey there, Mrs. Bluebeard. What's it like in... Where are pirates from? Norway?
The Caribbean?
Iceland?
Those are Vikings. No, that's Vikings.
Somalia?
That's more current, yeah.
How about we just because make I was it generally...
Pirates of the Caribbean is kind of the vibe that I was imagining.
Yeah.
Like a Captain Jack Sparrow-esque.
Style, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do at sea. So this is a
yo
pirate.
Yo, it's what we do at sea. Yo, it's what we do at sea.
I feel like we're writing a Geico ad. Like, some things weren't meant to be made. For everything else, there's Geico.
Yeah, what's in your wallet? The slogans really do just leak out of some places, and then sometimes you just have like a Wrigley's and it fades away.
Plain White Tees, Choppy White Seas. That could be the band.
That's good. Choppy White Seas. That's very nice.
Yeah. So what about if it's like a pirate or a Viking or a naval command and his boat is kind of sinking?
Okay. That's good.
So it's like choppy waters, or he's resorting to doing something that he only does at sea. Oh, it's what you do at sea.
See. So, Hey There, Delilah, What's It Like in New York City? That's what we have to get.
Yeah.
We have to get that line knocked out first.
Yeah. Hey there, Mariah. That's his fucking wife. He's writing a poem, basically. He's writing a letter to his loved one, and they're at sea.
All right. Got it.
Yeah.
So, hey there, theoretically, Mariah. It could still be Delilah.
Yes, it could be, but we have to change it a little bit for the song. Hey there, Mariah. What's it like in some other city? Shitty, pretty, midi, gritty, fitty, hitty.
What's like a pirate city? Montego Bay.
Yeah. Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in Montego Bay? What's a unit of measurement? Is it?
I'm a thousand leagues away. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a thousand leagues away.
And tonight, I'm. Honestly, I might be gay. Like, he's starting to consider his sexuality because it's been so long away from Mariah, right. You see. And it's like, yeah. This is what we do at sea.
At sea, yeah.
Hey there, Mariah. What's it like in Montego Bay? I'm a thousand leagues away, and tonight I feel so groggy.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight I feel...
This, I feel like we nailed the chorus, and these verses are actually very, very difficult.
Yeah, like, it's hard to do it.
We're not changing anything.
Yeah, we're barely moving the meaning of anything.
We're just replacing. We barely replaced the name,
and then
we
Delilah
made Montego Bay instead of New York City.
Yeah,
I think it has. We have to start from scratch again.
Okay. Oh, it's what you do to me should be something else. How about, it's what you add to cheese? So everything is food related.
Okay.
Weird Al style. Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's what you add to, but what do you add to cheese?
Exactly. Like, hey there, Delilah. I'm on a farm in Vermont. I'm 60 miles away, but girl, tonight I'm stopping at Walmart or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we should do is we each have us an amount of time to parody Delilah, and then we sing it back to each other.
I see.
That's
we take
not
going to
happen now.
No, not we today. But maybe in the future.
Punching up this segment, you tell me ahead of time, and we each come up with a parody song, and we have this dueling parody songs.
Basically, punch up the jam.
Yeah, we'd call it comparity and contrast.
That's really good. Comparity.
Thank you.
Okay. How about it's a guy who's calling his lover at home and he's asking if he can pick anything up on the way home.
Okay.
Like he's coming back. Like, let's say you're coming back from Connecticut.
Right. Hey there, Delilah. How do you like some fresh baked ziti?
Yeah.
I'm 100 miles away,
but I can keep it warm on the ziti just for you.
I'm 100 miles away, but I can also pick up Reese's. Yes, I can.
I can also pick a flan if I'm your man. So you're trying to sort of bribe her into being her boyfriend.
You're an Uber Eats driver who has fallen out of favor, and this person has stopped they started cooking at home. So you're like trying to entice them to start ordering more food.
And now this is an Uber
Delilah,
Eats.
Yeah. Delilah has
hey there,
stopped
Delilah
ordering
can
out.
Stay. Yeah. Delilah can stay. So it's, hey there, Delilah, what's it like?
How'd you like some fresh baked ziti? I'm a couple miles away. And girl, tonight I can get you Reese's. Yes, I can.
I can even get you a flan.
I can eat
if I'm your man. Hey there, Delilah. How'd you like some fresh baked ziti? I'm a couple miles away, and I can also
get you Reese's. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. I can also get you flan if I'm your man.
Okay. And then the next part is, hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance, which is honestly still usable.
Yeah. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the surge price?
The distance does work. The heatness?
Don't you worry about the heatness.
I can put it in a box and sit on.
and make put it right there on my seatness.
That's good. I can use a chair warmer and put it right there on the seatness just for you. I'll fart in the box.
He says,
too.
Close your eyes, listen to my voice. It's my disguise. I'm by your side. Okay, so it's let's eat pie. Listen to your heart. I can be your guy. I'll get you sides.
Mashed potato with grilled cheese, mac and cheese with your C's. tomato soup and eggplant parm. They got trains and fleas and hearts. Oh, a potato and baked potato and grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Baked potato.
Oh, and sour cream.
This can't be how it is. How there, hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the seatness. I can place it on the chair and use the warming. Sorry, the heatness. I can place it on the chair.
Even using words. The heatness? Why would Delilah be worried about the heatness?
The warmth of the ziti. Hey there, Delilah, don't worry about the warmth of the ziti.
No, we're moving on from ziti. You can get her anything. So don't you worry about the calories or something.
Okay.
Don't you worry
about the carbs?
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry about the carbs.
Because I can substitute asparagus for this greasy chicken parm. I'll eat it all back there on a pirate ship.
Yar, it's what we do at sea.
I'm not eating calories. I've lost a pound or three or four.
So this is the segment where you make it about Uber Eats delivery and I make it about pirates, and then we do the reveal.
Yeah, our two passions. All right, let's just finish this one part. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the carbs that can substitute asparagus for
this greasy chicken parm.
I swear I can.
Or just close your eyes. It'll taste just like apple pie. Let's go get high. As long as you're high. So now he's sort of telling her she can order healthy and still taste like junk food.
He's clearly having a stroke driving this car. All right. So this is what we have thus far and maybe at all. Hey there, Delilah. How'd you like some fresh baked ziti? I am a couple miles away and I can get you also Reese's. Yes, I can. I can also get you flan if I'm your man. That's good.
Hey there, Delilah. Don't you worry about the carbs. I can substitute asparagus for this greasy chicken parm. Just close your eyes. It'll taste like apple pies as long as you're high. Oh, baked potato and grilled cheese. Oh, potato with sour cream.
Tomatoes. These are awful foods. Oh, baked potatoes and grilled cheese. Oh, tomatoes, sour cream. Just showing up at a girl's house with this, a baked ziti that's cold, a flan, tomatoes and sour cream. Can I hook
I'm a
up
man
with you?
With no plan and no flan.
Plain white teas? No, this is
hot white cheese.
There we go. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's a start. These take more than 15 minutes to write, so we were under the gun.
Yeah. But I mean, I think we got there.
I think so too.
Dipshits.
And we're back. I think this was a suggestion, actually.
Oh yeah, I see now. It's from Well Max Will on Instagram.
Yes. Well Max Will suggested Tales from College Humor, which
yes,
I liked a lot. Because I feel like as I get old and wise, I have been reflecting more on how insanely fun it was to work there.
Slash how dangerous slash kind of illegal it was sometimes to work there.
Very much. And no one would ever be able to, at least I don't think, maybe there are companies like this, but it just feels like there's no way we would get away with any of the stuff that we were doing then now. And we probably wouldn't want to. But at the same time, I feel like when I was reflecting on it, when I was like 29 or something, it was too recent. I was like, yeah, whatever. Jobs are crazy when you're young, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But so I had the story that came to my mind was when I was an intern at College Humor.
Yeah.
Josh and Ricky are two bosses.
Yep.
who at the time were just like 26. So, yeah. So insanely young. They were
would
26
be one of the youngest employees.
One
of the youngest employees at HeadGum would be a 26-year-old.
I mean, it's Jeff. It's Jeff, basically.
Yeah.
Imagine Jeff, but instead
as
of
the boss
being the lowest person, he is the highest. And
terrifying.
It's like,
yeah.
It is really similar because they were just as like wild and crazy and funny as Jeff is, and they just had cash and success. I guess they were smarter. But anyway, I think it was Nobu or some kind of like it was some very fancy sushi place because Josh was like. I think it was Nobu. Josh was into food. And they offered a $100 gift card to whoever could stay in the office the longest.
$100.
It was 100. I think it was 100, maybe 150. It was basically a free dinner, which isn't that much.
Right.
But it was for whoever could stay in the office the longest. This was when we were at, we were working in the Tribeca office.
Yeah.
And me, Chris Collins, and Amanda Ferry all stayed in the office, I think, for 3 or 4 days.
Overnight ordering food, but you couldn't like leave to pick up the delivery. There was like some rule where it's like you had to like ask the delivery guy to come in or somebody else to get you food.
I think we were allowed to get in the elevator, but not allowed to leave the building.
it's sort of like a Mr. Beast-esque challenge, but to their employees, which is probably not legal.
Yeah, I guess we made Jeff host a 24-hour live stream, which is
similar. I forgot about that
in a way.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty fucked up. But yeah, I just lived at the office for 3 whole days.
I remember there was a video, like a documentary. Yeah. You guys were recording it, like, hey, it's 3 a.m. We're still at the office. We're doing our laundry here because you didn't bring clothes, right? Like you couldn't prepare for it.
They said that day that they were, you know. They were doing the contest and it was actually perfect timing because I had just flown home from visiting my girlfriend at the time at her college. So I actually had like a bag of toiletries and clothes in a bag.
Okay.
So we all stayed there for 3 days and then we decided that we would all leave together and go out to dinner together at Nobu.
Oh, that's nice.
And we never, ever did.
We sort of hated each other by the end of it. So we had
it was never about the food.
It was just the fun times of
it was about doing the camaraderie.
That. Yeah. Yeah. I do remember there was like a video of you like talking to camera, remember?
Yeah, I think there was like it was like everybody was laughing about how we were gonna sleep at the office and it was funny before everyone left and then they all left and it was really fun. And then it was just like, yeah, we were there for 3 days. And I think I don't know if the video was done like the next day or the same day when we like kind of announced the contest. But I felt like competitive. I actually wanted to win.
The gift certificate to the restaurant you've never used.
Yeah.
I don't even think you like sushi. Yeah. Did you even eat sushi back then?
Probably not.
All right. Thinking about that office, apropos of that, I remember when we first started making original content. Do you remember CHTV? We would make like 10 to 15 minute long episodes that were pieced together by sketches.
Right.
And I remember there was a conversation to be had of like, these are only 15 minutes long. Like, should we make them longer? It's like, I don't know. Like, it has to match TV's length, but it's going to be living online. But maybe they could be a little shorter, like 12 to 14 minutes. And we would shoot sketches and piece them together as episodes of a television show that didn't exist, but we put them online.
Right.
And we wanted them to go viral. And they're like, the thinking was the longer they were, the more likely they were to go viral, which is the exact opposite of everything
that's
we've learned
crazy.
Since
crazy.
This is also pre-YouTube. So we would make these 15-minute web shorts by piecing together other sketches. And some of the sketches was just, Streeter, grab a microphone and go talk to drunk people on the street. Like that was one of them. Or like Jeff showing viral videos in a closet on his laptop. And it's like, today is viral videos of the week. And it's like, he had to just record it in his closet because we didn't have a place for it. Do you remember this stuff?
Yeah. I wasn't there. I remember watching that before my job, like before I started interning at College Humor. I think it was just before my time. Were those shot by John and Giancarlo? Wasn't like the first few shot by them?
Yeah, maybe because I did shoot their internet video around that time, the ping pong one. I'm like, oh, these guys know how to shoot and edit.
Wow.
But before that, like the video, only videos on College Humor were like 7 seconds, like guy getting hit in the head with a shovel. Like
I remember that one. Yeah.
That's the only video we have. So like to go from that to a 15-minute like sketch comedy show on called CHTV, I think we made like 3 episodes and they cost like $80,000. Like this is insanely stupid and inefficient. No, we stopped right away.
Wow. Yeah. I do, because I remember them not being around when I started. So. Right.
And it was called CHTV, but it wasn't on television at all. And I think at one point we gave away, like the CHTV is like, hey, thank you for watching. At the end of this episode, we're going to give away this maybe arcade machine or ping pong machine that was in the office, something like that. Mr. Beast did like random giveaways and stuff. But this was before YouTube, so I don't know what we were expecting from something going viral. Nobody could really share or watch or discover this stuff unless they were on College Humor's homepage.
Yeah, it was more people hearing about College Humor's website, going to the website, and then us selling ads around that.
Yeah, I guess we were like sell like premium content, but the content was like funny facts of the day by Amir. And I would be like playing ping pong by myself and saying a funny fake fact or something like that.
Yeah.
I also think this was before Twitter, so we couldn't really tweet that stuff either. So there was really very limited.
You just had to make it and hope that people got there somehow.
Yeah. I hope you go to collegehumor.com and share the URL to this one video we made.
There were like funny website aggregators, right? It's like these are all of the funny websites. You can go to Fark, you can go to Ebombs World.
They would just link to different videos or to each other. Websites that linked to each other.
The hot links. Streeter used to be in charge of the hot links. I remember that.
Yeah, they would go from really long to really short at the bottom.
Yeah.
But like each one would get clicked on 80,000 times. That's not crazy. Exist anymore.
No.
Imagine the power we had. Well, not me personally, but College Humor had.
Right.
Imagine the power my bosses had. Yeah. Oh, you finally bought your domain name back. Maybe you can start build a website like that.
That's right. That's right, everybody. JakeHurwitz.com now belongs to me.
Holy shit.
It's a very janky Squarespace at the moment. Let me see what it looks like when I go to it. No good. This is terrible. I should change it before anyone goes to it. At least, both of these links go to me. All right, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, Segments is on here.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. That's right. It looks terrible. It looks really bad. This is a terrible looking website.
Just in time for websites not to exist, you got JakeHurwitz.com.
It was at an all-time low. They were giving it away.
Practically. I wonder if the guy knew that he like has he been squatting on this because he knows you, or he like buys all these famous names and he's like somebody will come running.
Yeah, he must just buy. Well, I wonder if it's even that, because I also like had it and he must just be like on some kind of alert for like expiring domain names and just
snatching them up right away.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
All right, that's it. 4 segments, but the surprise factor was pretty fun.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So maybe we'll just keep that up.
Yeah. And if you have your own segment ideas, let us know, of course, in the comments to this YouTube video.
That's right.
And thanks to you guys for watching. And we are also making bonus content on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
We're watching College Humor videos, Jake and Mary videos. Maybe we can dig up some old CHTV clips.
That's what we should do.
I wonder if those are online anywhere anymore.
I'll Google CHTV
and hope to God they don't exist.
The television station of Carmel High School.
They have the rights.
So I don't think that's you.
We'll do some digging on the internetarchive.org.
Yeah, not even. No chance. This is not happening. But we'll try.
Okay, and we'll be back, of course, next week. Ciao for now, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody
who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.